Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, thanks for joining in. I have a topic I want to talk about today. Came to my heart and my mind over some things that I've experienced of late. I want to talk about cleaning the outside of the cup, but not the inside, the heart. Cleaning the outside of the cup, not the inside, the heart. I want to read to you a warning, several sections of scripture from Jesus to the Pharisees, the religious leaders of his day, about hypocrisy and fake ways. Let's start with Mark 7, 6 through 8. He answered them and said unto them, "Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, the people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, laying aside the commandment of God. Ye hold to the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such things ye do." So you notice there the Pharisees had made up man-made traditions, yep, just like man-made religion today, with the pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, all of their false ways. And they were concerned with the outside. And they were ignoring or ignorant or undiscerning about the dirty inside, the heart issues that they had. That's what we're talking about here today. Let's go to another section of scripture, Matthew 23:24-28. This is called the hypocrite chapter, where Jesus refutes them over and over. He says this, "Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto white sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but are within full of dead men's bones and all uncleanliness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." Hey, so much for people saying Jesus was always kind and loving. No, he brought the word of the sword, the word of the Lord, when he needed to, just like Apostle Paul. So when you read that, many people will jump into the other ditch and they'll say, see, the outsides don't matter. But that's not true. What God is seeking in his people is to have a pure and clean heart, and then a holy life lived on the outside. God requires both, but it starts with the heart. Don't discount the outside. It starts in the heart, and then it flows outwardly. The point that we want to really understand here is that God sees the heart of man way before any outside act will cover up our sin and iniquity on the inside. Proverbs 21:2 says, "Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth hearts." So the Lord's looking at the heart of man, and that's where it all starts. And then everything flows outward. Remember, Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth does speak. So things flow from the heart. That includes getting your life together for the Lord. And when it's not done correctly, as Jesus said, first focusing on what's inside, it becomes sinful, hypocritical, and fake. Those leaders were mostly focused on the outside ways, and Jesus made it very clear, you start from the inside and then move to the outside. Let's all remember that when we're witnessing to people. We don't tell people instantly to start obeying on the outside, obeying God, before we preach the gospel and they have renewed new creation hearts. Amen? Because it doesn't matter if they start obeying God on the outside, if their heart is still against God and unregenerated, they're still just as lost. Consider that. So when you witness, always lead with the gospel. Then we disciple and teach new converts how to become holy and obedient on the outside. That's how it works. And we do this via the gospel. faith in Christ's finished work, his shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection. The turn to Christ in repentance, seeing our ways are evil and wicked, and God's ways are good, right, and righteous, and eternal. And we repent and get new hearts and new minds. That's where it starts. It's a transforming work done in our lives, first on the inside, then on the outside, via the Word and the Spirit. Again, both matter. You need them to be holy and obedient, the inside and the outside. But we have to start in the heart. These Pharisees had heart issues. Many people today have heart issues. I'll give you some examples. So to have a holy outside, but to be sinful, wicked, or corrupt on the inside is the rank hypocrisy that God really hates. He hates religious hypocrisy more than just about anything else. If you read the New Testament and see how Jesus dealt with hypocrisy, you are far better. We are all far better to admit what's in our hearts, admit our sinful fallen ways, and seek to turn from those ways rather than to hide our ways, cover them up with something on the outside. You're not fooling. You may fool lots of people around you, but you're not fooling God, and that's going to matter most on Judgment Day. So let's talk about a few examples that I've heard about and personally experienced about people changing their outsides for the wrong reasons, but not dealing with their hearts. Let's look at this. How about people that do, every Sunday, emotional religious services with emotional music, and they're all emotional, but then they go out and they live like the world and in sin and selfishness and pride and vanity. You see how they're putting on an outside facade, a fake outside, but God sees their heart. Jesus said, their hearts are far from me. They're worshiping with their lips. That's what that means. Singing songs with a sinful heart, you're far from God, and he'll reject that type of worship. How about church bodies? Here's one. We witnessed it one like this. Church bodies that will all drive the same color car, dark black, dark blue, because they don't want to be flashy. So they agree on that doctrine, or they all wear the same little black hat. You will not find that anywhere in Scripture. So for unity, for the outside, for the world to look in and see them, oh, look how unified they are. But yet when you talk to them, they have no spiritual unity. They have no very little doctrinal unity. It's all an outside fake show. How about this one? I've experienced this personally. Dressing up for unity, then you leave it and go right back to your old ways when you part ways. I've had men come to me. And we go over the gospel, we go over many things, they say they want unity, they say they agree, they start to dress biblical, yep, I teach that you wear a tunic-like garment as a man, women cover their heads and wear long, loose, unadorned dresses, and I've had these men come, and then when something happens and they get caught in sin, or for whatever reason they leave, they throw off their clothing that they said they agreed with, to go back to their worldly clothing. Their heart and their mind was never changed about the doctrine. They were doing it just to have unity. Do you see the hypocrisy there? How about this one? I've seen this. Men, could be women too, change their ways, their daily ways, to get a partner. Let me give you an example. Oh man, even Christian men may drink beer, or they may watch TV, or they may watch idle sports. And they meet a woman that they really want to marry, all of a sudden, they're not going to do the beer drinking or the sports. They're not going to do those things anymore because they want to win the favor of her. This is an outside changing, all right? And while sometimes, you know, making adjustments for other people in our lives is a good thing, but when it comes to sinful things, like worldly things, if we change them for other people, we're not changing them for God. We're not changing our heart. That's hypocrisy, and that's fake. This one happens a lot. People will look for fellowship for their children, or single men or women will look to maybe find a spouse there. They'll agree with the doctrines of another body. Go join there. And when they don't find a wife or a husband, or their children don't get along, they leave. They no longer agree with those doctrines. See how it was all an outside show, outside facade. How about this? Best behavior around parents or your boss, but then when they're not around, you kind of act different. You might goof off more. Yeah, see how this is all fake? On the outside, you're fooling somebody, but you're not fooling God, because we're supposed to do our best and be a witness for the Lord even when no one's around. Amen? How about separating from like sinful family or a heretical body and to go get a new start somewhere else with other saints, right? That you think, well, they got it going on. I agree with their doctrine. And then when things don't go well for you there, you go running back to your worldly family or to that body that you left. Do you see the hypocrisy and the fakeness there? It's all an outside and not an inside thing. That's what we're talking about here. Lastly, how about this one? Here's a practical one, an outside thing. You don't speed when the police are around. But when the police aren't around, you kind of got a lead foot and you drive fast and break the law. This is just another example of you're doing something on the outside to get by, fooling man, but your heart doesn't want to obey the law and be the best witness that you can be. So it's really all about being a fake, being hypocritical, and not focusing on the heart first, then making those outward adjustments. Again, we can't fool God. He sees it all, and his word exposes all. Hebrews 4, 12 through 13. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. There you go. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto his eyes, unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So we really got to get this in our hearts and minds that we don't fool God. And so our hearts are not going to get away with anything, nor will our outsides on Judgment Day. But we really have to focus on our heart first to make sure that everything's coming from a pure heart with the best intentions for our glorious Savior. So it's a good thing. That's why I decided to do this, for all of us to check our hearts and see that we're walking in purity, obedience, a right standing, lowly, humbleness, and then, of course, to test our outsides and make sure that the two are consistent. You ladies that live submitted, quiet, keeper at home, head covered, dress wearing biblical lives, and you men that have come out of the culture, come out of churchianity, maybe left your worldly career, you're wearing biblical clothing, tunic-like clothing, tossed out your TV, just some examples. These are all important biblical matters, indeed. But unless your heart is right, you're doing it for the right reasons, unless you've been made a new creation by the Spirit of God, it's all fake. It'll all be burned up in the great day of judgment. And you don't want to have that happen to you. God wants our heart to be pure, and he wants our outsides to be holy and obedient, but it has to start in the heart first. Many people make changes on the outside without dealing with the heart, and they never go back and deal with the heart. That's absolutely a wrong way, and it's going to cause a rebuke, and it's going to cause judgment, because God's word is specific about what he desires from us, and it's the heart, our heart, that he wants first and most. He wants it pure, and he wants us to realize that the heart is the foundation. The gospel is the foundation, but in our own life, our heart needs to be the foundation of where we serve God from. And from the heart, everything else springs forth, does it not? Good words come from a good heart. Evil words will come from an evil heart. Good intentions, right? From a holy heart. Serving God in obedience is pleasing to God. Serving God in hypocrisy is going to bring judgment and wrath. Let me read another section of scripture to you. This one is a parable. I'm sure you've heard it, but it illustrates this humble heart really good. Luke 18, 10 through 14. Two men went into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much his eyes to heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, but he that humble himself shall be exalted. So you see how that Pharisee was focused on a lot of outside stuff, and he thought he was a lot better than the guy that was a sinner. Well, that sinner needs to repent, but you can see he has the right attitude. He looks up and he admits he's a sinner. He's starting in his heart, not an outside fake facade. So that's where we start. We admit to God where we are, whether you're a seeker and you're not even born again, or you've been following Christ, you're born again for many years, but you carry anger, lust, whatever in your heart. You need to cry out to Christ to give you a new heart or to cleanse you, wash you clean, and start from there. God loves to see his children be humble and lowly before him, not think that we're better than anyone. I often tell people in the streets that we're not better than anyone. We're just different. We've been transformed by the Spirit of God. We're not better, but we are indeed different. So when your heart is different, then you live different on the outside. So that's the good news. I preached to you the gospel. We get new hearts, 2 Corinthians 5:17, glory to God, washed clean. Then, when our hearts are clean and pure before the Lord in our intent, then we can work on our outsides and learn how to talk and act and dress and live and spend our money and who we associate with and all those other things. That's what holiness is. That's being set apart for God, starting with our insides being made new, then our outsides. Without holiness being set apart, you won't ever see God. Hebrews 12:14 tells us that. And here's a fact that I just want to remind everybody. You can't be holy on the outside, but carry sin in your heart. And you can't be pure in your heart if you refuse to obey and clean up your life and your outsides. Ponder that. One goes with the other. This is just like faith with works, fruit of obedience. They go together. Just like a pure heart goes together with an obedient outside. God is looking for both in his people. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. I really like that one. That's where we got to start, saints or seekers. We got to start in the heart. Again, cry out to Jesus. He went and took it all for us. His death, burial, and resurrection. He's overcome the world for us. He'll give us new life if we come. He'll give us forgiveness. He'll wash us clean if we confess our sins. Then, when we have that foundation of a pure heart before God and we have the Spirit and the Word behind us, then we start working on the outsides to obey as we know what is obedience. Of course, the two go together, and those two things, along with the gospel, put you on the path to eternal life. And that's what we want to be focused on because of what Christ has done. So we can hear one day, well done, good and faithful servant. Not away from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. People that don't deal with their hearts, they're going to hear that. Terrifying. Away from me, I never knew you. But saints and seekers who will humble their hearts before God and start there, God's going to lift them up in the last day. Hey, I think I'm going to leave it right there. I hope that's edified you and encouraged you. Let us all test our hearts. It's a constant process because, you know, the Bible says we can be swept away in sin and hardened hearts. So just like repentance is not a one-time thing, checking your heart, walking in purity of heart, it's not a one-time thing. It's something that you constantly are guarding, maturing, training, keeping watch over your heart, and also our outside actions as well, for the glory of God. So I hope that edified you. Go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog. Pouring out truth for you so you can walk with a pure heart and you can obey God on the outsides. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We love you all. That's why we strive in the Word, making disciples, preaching the gospel. Hey, till next time, this has been Brother James. We love you all. Thanks for listening. May God be praised.